it was tough. It was tough, and we have to understand, and we have to know that this is how it's going to be, and it's going to be this way day in and day out, and every team in the GLIAC is going to be tough, and this was a tough one for us. And you know, I thought we were prepared to deal with the kind of the ups and downs of a game, the swings, the momentum swings, and people going in and out of the game. And well, I think we were caught a little bit off guard today. I think, you know, I don't know if it's the foul trouble or you know, we had different sets of five in there, but I don't know what it was, but we were it wasn't exactly what I expected. But you know what, it's the first conference game. There's a lot riding on it. And I think they understood that. I was a little bit surprised at how we reacted when Mullen started to come back, and you know, but that's the way it goes. I think, you know, hopefully we get better from this. I think that I will get better as our staff will get better. You know, you can't expect this because we've come back and right. We've dealt with this. It's only been three, we're only four games into the season, and this is our first conference game, and things are not going to be smooth sailing every single day, and we have to be able to handle that.
It was an odd game. It seemed like we were in control and everything was rolling smoothly, and they made a huge push in that first half, got back, and it was back and forth for a while. We got some separation again, and then we knew it was going to be more of a grind in that second half, and especially when, you know, both Jillian and Danielle pick up their fourth fouls in the first 5 minutes of the half.
That was tough on us, and you're right. We started the game, and I think we're up 12-2.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, that's something that we can sustain, and not like I expect it to be continue to really, really grow from there. It's early in the game and everybody's getting their legs underneath them, but you know, we let them come back, and we let them come back on offensive rebounds, and that's, you know, always hard to take. You know, second half we don't think it's a very comfortable game, but you know, we held them to 25 points, and so that you have to look at, and that's good. But going into the second half, I don't know if the foul trouble got to everybody. I don't know if that affected our guards, but you know what, should it? We've played with so many different combinations this entire year. We've played small, we've played big, and it just, you know, Jillie and Danny were both out, which we haven't had to deal with very much. And I don't know if that was what it was, but, you know, you say that, and then you're so happy. You look up, and you're 1-0 in the conference, and, you know, some way, somehow, you find a way to pull it off. And, you know, I don't think that I like the way that we played from, you know, last 4 minutes of the game until 2 minutes or 5 minutes to 2 minutes, because it felt like we were going to lose. And even when we were up 10, we had a timeout, and they said, play like you're up 10. Don't play like you're down.
Right.
And I don't know why that was an issue today, but, you know, we'll look at it. We'll figure it out. I thought, you know, we missed. We said that coming into this game that defensive positioning was going to be a key, and you know, that's a very standard thing to say, but it was true. You know, our help was there, but our sink wasn't there. Our help wasn't there. It was odd. But you know, they put us in some tough positions, and just happy to get away with one. I thought our free throws at the end. Free throws at the end, for as bad as they were in the beginning, they won it for us at the end.
How about, well, just talk about the last sequence. You know, they Jillian throws an ill-advised pass, turns it over, they go down, hit a pull-up jumper, take the lead. But on the very next possession, she nails the three, you know, and a huge time, big-time shot. And that puts us in the lead by two. We get the 5-second call, go down, she makes two free throws to push it to four, and we're able to salt away the remaining time from there. But, you know, talk about just the sequence in that final minute and a half there.
And that's your senior for you, too. You know, and she was so mad at herself when she threw the ball away, and you could just tell. And then when she got that shot, I was happy it was her, because in your guts, you know that, you know what's going in, to be honest with you. And I wanted her at the free throw line, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, you trust her at that point in the game. I think, you know, she wasn't going to let us go down like that. The five-second call was huge. And then to take care of the ball at the end of the game with the pressure that they were putting on was another, I mean, it was awesome. I also think, you know, even we had a sequence of offensive rebounds for two or three straight possessions where we got two or three offensive possessions. That was a major difference. I mean, we took 1.5 minutes off, 2 minutes off in those possessions, and I thought that was huge.